Philemon. I used to call this book the Book of Philemon. And then Dr. Brooke told me, no, it's called Philemon. And I said, well, I think it looks more like Philemon. He said, well, I'm the one who gives out the grades. And I said, I think that Book of Philemon is tremendous. I said, Dr. Brooke, you're a lot smarter than I am. And I don't want to get a bad grade. It's a great little book. Let me just give you a little background. Some of you might know this, but Philemon was a great Christian man. Philemon was a businessman. He was a wealthy Christian man. And he had a runaway slave that stole from him called Onesimus. And this Onesimus ran away. Boy, that thing, I hope that shuts off pretty soon. That's aggravating to me. Can you hear that, Carrie? I know. But anyways, Onesimus was a runaway slave. Back then they had slaves back then, and he owned them, and we know that Onesimus ran to Rome, and he got put in jail. And guess who was in jail at Rome? The Apostle Paul. So while Paul was in jail, he met Onesimus, and he leads Onesimus to Christ. Well, this is a tremendous. We're going to just go expository preaching for the next 20 minutes here that we have. And picture the Apostle Paul as in the place of Jesus, the Son of. There's three types shown here. Philemon would be typed at. Philemon would be the type of God the Father. The Apostle Paul would be the type of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Onesimus, the runaway slave, would be typed you and I, the sinner running from God that needs to be saved. Amen? And it's a beautiful book. It's one of my favorite little books in the Bible. It's the truth, the nuggets, the special nuggets that are in this book are just phenomenal. Well, let's look at this. And I'll tell you one thing, if that's still on when I'm preaching, we're going to pull the plug on that. I'm serious. We're going to get the ladder and pull the plug on it. You won't work, you ain't going to work at all. Get with me, I'll smash it. No, I won't. I paid $2,000 for that thing. Seriously, that thing cost us $2,000. And that was a deal. I bought it from Pastor Teets, and he got it at an auction. That thing booked for around $4,000. And already, I shouldn't have told you those things, should I? But we only paid two for it. And it was brand new in the box. Already, let's look at, how many have got the little book of Philemon? Yes. Let's look at verse 1. I'm just going to go verse by verse. Good to see each one of you. Folks, I'm so pumped up. We had such a great week. I'll tell you, I'm so excited. Notice what it says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You know, we ought to be a prisoner for Christ. We ought to be Christ's bond servants, bond slaves. Amen? Amen. And Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon. Now, he's writing this letter to this Christian man that loves God, that's got a church in his house, that has got a great testimony. This man, back then, they didn't have buildings like this. They had churches in their house. Well, this Philemon had a church in his house. Unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. This Philemon he served God faithfully. He loved God. He loved the saints of God. And to our beloved Aphilia, which we think is Philemon's wife, and our Archippus, which we believe is his son, our fellow soldier, to the church in thy house. How many see that? Grace, Josh, can you shut that off from that back panel? Danny, is there a way to shut that thing off from that back panel? Okay. Okay. Grace to you. How do you shut it off from here? Where's Johnny? Remote that thing, John. Yeah. that fan would have cooled. That would have cooled by now. It didn't ever run. How can you be hot when you're not even turned on? I'm like the Book of Revelation. You're either hot nor cold. I'm gonna spew you out of my mouth. Okay. I'm all right as long as they don't cross me. Amen. Notice. Okay. Now look at. So we see this Philemon. Eddie, bring the kids up at 10. Ring the bell 10 after 10. And he's got a church in his house. Do you see that in verse 3? And he says in verse 4, Paul said, writing to Philemon, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and towards all saints. How many see that? Amen. Brother Kerry, I'm really out of whack with this thing. At the end of when I get done here, remind me to take a Sunday school offering. I forgot to do that. I forgot to take the offering for the penny march the other day. These things are, okay, here we go. Notice in verse 4, Lord, help me now, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll bind all the power of darkness that would try to stop us. This is such a tremendous, great truth. Lord, you put this in my heart yesterday. And Lord, I just believe someone needs to hear this great little story about Philemon and Onesimus. And Lord, I just pray you'll bless now in Jesus' name. Take all the distractions away, I ask in Christ's name. Amen. Notice in verse 4, Paul said to Philemon, I thank God, Philemon, I thank my God making mention of thee always in my prayers. Look at it. And here's why he was making mention of Philemon in his prayers. Philemon, I'm hearing of your love. I'm hearing of your faith. How many see that in verse 5? I hear which thou hast towards the Lord, the love and the faith you have towards Christ. And not just to him, but to all the saints. How many see that? Towards all the saints. Amen. And that the communication of thy faith, in other words, what do you mean communication, preacher? In other words, it's being spoke of. In other words, he had a testimony. His faith was spoke about all around. People, oh yeah, we know about that, Philemon. Man, that guy really serves God. He loves that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. I like that because anything good got to come from Christ Jesus. Amen. For we have, verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, brother Philemon, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. In other words, people passing through, Bobby, people travel through, he would actually take care of them. He'd put them up and feed them and house them. And he was a blessing to the saints. All from all over the regions around. And so what a great Christian this Philemon was. Now he starts to talk to him. Verse 8. Wherefore, though, Philemon, I might be much bold in Christ. Now I'm adding his name there, not to distract from the scriptures, so you can understand where we're at. So Paul writes to Philemon in verse 8, wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoy thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I'd beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Philemon, I love you, and you know I do, and I'm serving Christ too. I want you to know I'm a fellow laborer with you, and we're together in this. And now I've got something special I want to, Philemon, there's something I want to tell you about. I beseech thee, my son. I beseech thee for my son, Onesimus. How many see that in verse 10? Well, Apostle Paul didn't have a son. He wasn't married. Scripture makes us think that Paul was never married. And when you study Scripture, he says, I wish you'd be like me. And so this cannot be a physical son. It's a spiritual son. A son that someone he led to Christ. How many see where we're at? Amen. So Philemon, I want to beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I begotten in my bonds, and which in times past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. This guy used to be no good for you. But now he's profitable for me and for you. I want to do an illustration. Carrie, Brother Coolidge, and Tom, would you all be here? Carrie, you're the youngest. I'm going to use you as the oldest. Tom, you got the God the Father. You're the oldest. So you'll be Philemon. Here's Philemon. This is Philemon. This is Apostle Paul. And this is Onesimus. Are you with me? Who's this? Who's this? Who's this? Yes. And Philemon represents God the Father. Who's Philemon represent?
God the Father.
Who does Paul represent?
Jesus Christ.
Who does Carrie represent?
Us.
Yes, the sinner, saved by grace. Are you with me? Now, Paul is writing to Onesimus. Paul is writing to Philemon about this Onesimus, who he used to own at one time, but he ran away. Stay there, Tom. But Paul was put in prison. He's been in Rome, and he led him to Christ. Now, so Paul's writing to him. They're far away. He's not with them right now. He says, I want to tell you about someone. By the way, Onesimus is helping Paul a lot right now. Paul don't want to give, he don't want to give him up. He's actually a blessing for the work of God where he's at. So now he's writing this letter about this guy, Onesimus, to Philemon. Okay, thank you. Sit down, fellas. How many get it so far?
Yes.
Now watch. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, Brother Carey, okay? Whom I begotten in my bonds. What do you mean in my bonds? When he was in jail, when he was in prison. I led this young man to Christ when I was in prison. Look at verse 11. Which in times past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. I know you, Philemon, I know that he wasn't worth too much for you in the past, but I'm going to tell you right now, his life has changed. You see, when I was lost, when we were lost, we were unprofitable to God. After we got saved, though, we became profitable to God. We were that runaway sinner. We were that runaway slave. Are you with me? We were in bondage, and God had to take us out of prison and bring us out of darkness and break the chains off our, so we could be free. Amen? Now, verse 12, whom I have sent again, I'm sending this unprofitable sermon to you, but he's profitable now, whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels. In other words, Paul says, I'm sending this slave back to you, this runaway slave that was on, but I'm not sending him back to you as a runaway slave. I want you to take him back like he's my own son. I want you to take him back like he's my own blood. Out of my own, look at that verse 12, my own bowels. How many see that?
Amen.
Paul said, Philemon, This I know he was a runaway slave. I know he was unprofitable in the past. And I know he was a servant. But I'm going to tell you, he's above a servant now. He's a beloved. He's family. Isn't that what Jesus does for us? Amen? When we get saved, he takes us to the Father. Maybe we become a child of God. Amen? Whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him, and that is my own bowels, just like he's our own blood. Whom I would have retained, I would have liked to have kept him with me, that in thy stead, though he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. He was helping him preach the word of God there. But without thy mind, I want to get your permission. I want to get your blessings on it. After all, he was your property. But without thy mind, would I do nothing? See, Jesus always said to the Father, not my will, but thine. Amen? That thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. Father, Philemon, I know he's your property, but I want you to let him serve with me, but not out of necessity. I want you to, out of heart, say, willing heart, yes. See, look up here. God always wants a willing heart. You can tell a person when they serve out of bondage or a person that serves willingly. Willingly people, they very seldom complain. They're just happy to serve God. Those that are forced into stuff and they're pressured, usually they complain, they're mad, and nothing makes them happy. God says, I don't need you anyways. I want you to come. I want you to come willingly. Amen?
Amen.
Notice, verse 15, for perhaps he therefore departed for a season. Remember he ran away? This runaway slave called Onesimus, that thou shalt receive him forever. What kind of life does Jesus give us? Eternal life. I want you to take him back forever now. Not now as a servant. Oh, see, this is exactly what God does for us. This is exactly how Jesus brings a lost sinner before the Father. What you're seeing Onesimus here is what God did for us. You and I are Onesimus. And this is how God looks upon us now. Through the eyes of Jesus. Now, not now as a servant. Philemon, I don't want you to take him back as a servant. But above a servant. I know he's no good sinner. I know he's worthless. Hello? But a brother beloved, especially to me. See, Coolidge is saying, this man, he's special to me. He's my son now. Are you with me? But how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. How many see that? Look at 17. If thou count me therefore a partner, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. How many are getting this?
Amen.
Receive him as myself. We're in Christ. He's in us. Amen? If he hath wronged thee, and he did, and by the way, we did, if he had wronged thee or owed thee aught, put thou that on mine account. And what I wrote in my Bible, Brother Carey, I wrote right after that, Calvary. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. And there on the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid all Onesimus' sins and all my sins, all your sins. Amen?
Amen.
I know the bell rang. The kids are coming. Look, let me read two verses. The kids are coming now. But how many see that? How many see Calvary there? I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay. And Jesus did, didn't he?
Amen.
He repaid it with his blood. I do not say to thee now, thou owest unto me even thy own self. Besides, yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels, Lord, having confidence in thy obedience. Watch this. I wrote unto thee knowing that thou wilt do more than I say. Because we become heirs, joint heirs with Christ. Yeah, I hear you. And God, Brother Dale, we don't even know all the splendors of heaven that we're going to get. We talk about the mansions in glory. He said, I know. He said, now I know, Brother Mike, he's going to take you back, but he's going to do so much more for you beyond what we really deserve. Amen?
Amen?
That's a great little book. Yes, thank you. Let's take up to a Sunday school offering. Come on ahead, Brother Carey. Billy, come on ahead. And thank you, Carey. John, as soon as we take this offering, find that letter. Shut that thing off somehow. I'm going to knock it off of the songbook. Okay. Father, we...